The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
You ever see that guy that on the plane that people say is you, the guy that's the Samoan, or yeah, is that you? Yeah. I feel like these glasses look like the ones.
They do. Those are cool.
That's why I bought them. I went to that place you told me to go to.
What place?
The Wickenden place.
Are those from there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What brand are those?
LBM. Oh. They're like, they're Italian.
Cool. Oh, fuck.
I said you, listen, I was like, my buddy told me to come in here. He buys all his glasses here. She's like, who? And I'm looking at this lady. I'm like, it's like a cat lady, like a hysterical Harris Waltz woman. Silver-haired, cat lenses, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Sam Hyde. She's like, oh, yes, he's great. I was like, sick. I was like, awesome. You must, whatever you're doing in there. You must be going in there with your big wool sweaters.
Yeah.
You bring your cat in. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
I just feel fat.
Why?
Because I didn't work out yet.
How much did you weigh? How much do you weigh?
Same as usual.
Which is?
260. But I just don't feel in shape because I didn't work out for 2 days.
Yeah, it's... Ow! That's going to happen from time to time.
Ah! Watch out! Chris.
Chris.
Watch out, Chris!
Chris, look out! The boxes are going to fall on you!
Grease.
2 days goes by and you feel like shit?
Yeah, I feel like crap.
Crapola.
I feel like crap, blood flowing. Dude.
Blood flowing.
Chris, you keep knocking the camera. You're going to upset the shot.
The shock sensor.
Chris.
Wow.
Ugh. Ah!
Can't wait to get into a bigger fight as soon as I leave here.
Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, I almost got in a fight the other day at the gym, kind of.
Oh, cool.
This is kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
You know, the spider machines?
Yeah. No.
No, like pull downs,
the cables,
rows,
all
the cables.
The mad cables?
Yeah,
thing?
The mad cables. We had a triple.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this powerlifter monster guy
mm-hmm.
at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like 6'4, 375.
Mm-hmm.
Like your size, but like powerlifter legs, the size of like big motherfucker.
Bulked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lifting.
Let's beat his ass.
Yeah. Practicing with like not a lot of weight, but like throwing around like not as much as I would think, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. He's doing it easily. Anyway. So he's big. I never said a word to him. I'm squatting on the side of him, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing tricep pushdowns. He's right on the side of me doing wide grip rows, sitting down. He's rowing. I see him get up.
Yeah.
I don't think it. Skinny motherfucking kid. Kind of a nice kid comes up. Like reminds me of like a. Oh, just a nice guy, 24, skinny, SoundCloud rapper kind of kid.
Yeah,
he's like, "Hey, is anyone working there?" I was like, "Yeah." He like him. I was like, "Yeah." The fucking big guy was just working out there. I was like, "I don't know where he went."
Mm-hmm.
And then he just out of nowhere, right? There's this Dominican guy sitting on the other side doing lat pull downs, and he's like, "He's right there." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh shit, yeah, he's right there." And then the guy fucking storms. He's like, "You know, I got sets on there. I was super setting, and you knew that." He looks at me. He's like, "You knew that. You saw me here." And I was like, bro, I didn't fucking see you. I thought you fucking left. Who gives a shit? And he's like, what? And I was like, don't fucking make a fight where there isn't one, dude. I'm not watching what fucking exercises you're doing. And he's like, dude, how can you miss me? I'm the biggest guy in this fucking gym.
Ugh.
And I was like, how long have you been waiting to say that?
Yo.
And now I'm like, kind of like right here. I'm just like, you know what? I'll take an ass kicking right now. I was like in a bad mood. I was like, you know what? I'll let this guy like pick me up by my fucking throat and I'll take a fucking ass kicking right now. I was ready. And I was like, dude, There's no fucking fight. No one's eyes are on you, dude. No one gives a shit about that. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. And then I go back to lifting weights, and he does like his other set. He goes back to the, he was supersetting fucking dumb, low cable rows and incline chest press machine. I'm like, who the fuck is supersetting those two? I mean, you're big and shit, but like,
why?
Why? First of all, 185 is on the bar. You got like a buck 55 on the rows and the wide grips. Sure, your form's great, but I mean, that's a weird superset, dude. I've never seen that on any of the anything. Yeah, yeah, superset incline upper chest. Okay.
Ankles to neck, bro. Yeah, ankles to neck. He's got some rationale for it. He would have said, I'm sure he would have said something.
Yeah, he was probably eating seashells in the parking lot with milk in them or something like that. Some retard thing. Like, yeah. I drink horse snot. And then the kid, like SoundCloud kid, was like, yo, my bad. And I was like, nah, dude, the guy's being a fucking fat. Like, it was weird. Mm-hmm. But I'm the biggest guy. He is the biggest guy in the gym, to be fair.
Thank God he was you gave him an opportunity to get that line out.
Thank God.
Because he was itching. He was itching.
Burning inside him. Yeah. Now when I see him, I don't know how to do it. Like, again, I'm still, I've been having a go with it lately. I've been in kind of a mood lifting like angrily.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And I'm like, I think the only way to do it is to be like, look who it is, everybody. The biggest guy in the gym.
You got to do it.
I got to do it. Yo, dude, powerlift 9,000.
you got to do it.
You could probably lift all the weights, Mr. Biggest Guy in the Gym. Me puny. You want to hit the sauna with me? If I can fit in the sauna with you, will you let me in? Will you teach me some of your secrets on how to get so massive?
Can I use the sauna while you're in there? Or did you call it?
Can I see that? Did you call sauna? You can sit in the corner, you big giant human, you fucking cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably just a lonely dog apartment. Fucking, he's got a golden retriever that he feeds like salmon to.
Everybody's got their issues and their struggles, yeah. And if you get to 375, there's a reason you got there. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You don't get there by accident.
True,
and you don't get there without supplementation.
Yeah,
to get to 375, you're making sacrifices, and you got issues somehow.
Yeah. You got to be fucking crazy. People call me with their problems. I fucking hang up on them. Jay Cutler's psycho shit.
Yeah.
But you're not competing.
Well, he's competing with you.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
He's been stalking you for months.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like,
You don't know him, but he knows you, brother.
I was trying to think of like the funniest thing about Sai. He's like, look, it's tall guy.
Mm.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good shoulder press, but his fucking bench ain't good, and I never see him flat bench. His squats are deep, but why are you even putting that much pressure on the knees, dude? And your weight's not impressive. 2.25 deep isn't a real number. What do you weigh? I'm like 255. He's like, oh, do you? Oh, you do? You thought I was going to say like 210 or something?
Yeah.
You say a number, like, how much do you weigh? Like, say, wait, 260, you said?
260,
You tell him 285.
Yeah.
Just to fucking jam, like he's 15 pounds. I'm 288. He's like, jams you up a little bit. Like,
you should have said 288.
Fuck. I was thinking like all the, there's like, you'd have to like kind of like not go like, you're the biggest guy. Like, well, I'm stronger. Yeah, that's not funny. What's funniest is like,
you're heavier or just denser. Feel how dense I am.
Why weren't you in the Olympic training with me then?
Yeah.
How come you don't do Olympic training with me then? Why aren't we at, and then you like name like Kozak's, like the powerlifting gym that no one knows about.
Yeah.
That only he knows he can't get into.
Yeah.
Then why don't you work out at OSSG with me then? We can train. We can train with Dirk.
You're dropping invite only weightlifting.
Something he knows, like you're naming the judge from the local, like he's obviously a strongman guy. Like he can't not be this size.
Yeah,
he's like a mountain like character guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Mm.
Oh, man. That's. Did you powerlift?
I mean, that's the type of training that I did. I never competed because I wasn't strong enough.
Did you go to the gym?
The style of lifting you'd say powerlifting, like sets of five.
Yeah, five boxes.
That's like a powerlifting type.
Did you go to gyms with those guys?
I went to Top Strength, but that's the like the real deal one. But I didn't know. I don't think anybody there has attitude.
No. They're probably nice because they're
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's cool people on. Like, I follow a couple of powerlifter kids that are, they seem.
The strongest guy at a LA Fitness, I would imagine, is going to be a douche.
Yes.
Because why aren't you at like a real gym? Because if you are at that level, you do need to be in a gym with the specialized equipment.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be at LA Fitness if you're.
If you're repping
unless you're
five
on vacation or something, unless you're like, you know, at a hotel or whatever. But if you're a regular, you should be at a.
No, he's a regular
powerlifting gym,
and that's what I always say about like the massive guys. Like,
well, they love to be the guy, the big, the biggest guy, because he wouldn't be the biggest guy at like top strength or whatever.
Yeah, he's the like, biggest guy by far.
He'd be like the sixth biggest guy.
Yeah, and that would make him cry.
That'd bother you. That bothers me when I go in the gym. I'm not the biggest guy. I leave. That's why I don't work out at top strength.
But you know what it is? And that's the toughest shit you do, honestly. Like, there's a lot of you know, the boxing stuff is, like, tough, and I wouldn't mess with you. But when you leave the gym,
yeah,
that's, like, I'm like, damn, dog, Sam's a badass.
When I get cranky and jealous?
When you go in, because I'll be like,
you've seen me do this.
Let me just go check out the gym real quick. Yep. Let me just go scope it
out. I'll do this to height. Like, I'll try to figure out the height. If there's someone taller, I leave.
I notice you're always like, you do a breathing technique right after. You go.
Yeah.
You do a Wim Hof thing.
The lip quiver breathing, yeah. It's called Buteyko breathing.
Yes. It's and that's like some of the most badass shit.
Yeah.
Yo, Nick, let me go suss out the gym, make sure there's no in there, first of all. And make sure that we have all the machines.
When I go and I do a head check, check out the, you know, the musculature in there.
Mm-hmm.
No homo. And if the guys in there are too big, I don't let you go in.
No, thank you.
I come out and I say, we're going. Like you and Jess at a restaurant, we're leaving.
You're saying it to the, you walk in, it takes like 5 minutes, cut to like an office style shot where you're
takes just, 15 minutes.
Leaving. You're mouthing it to me. I'm from inside the car. Leaving. Start the car.
Yeah, you
start the car. Fucking leaving. Like, man, he's doing the breathing. The Wim Hof. I got to try that.
Chris, you got to talk.
Hey.
Hey, it's Chris. They tell you dead.
Oh, man, we got so much to do. What's my up? God, man.
We do.
We need more guys or something. I don't know, man. We're about to boost up heavy.
Really?
Yeah. When Extreme Peace drops, we just got so much. Man, we're about to boost up, though. But we need more of Chris.
I know.
And the Alexes. We need like dupes of these guys.
Chris, perhaps you could cut yourself in half and then grow your other half inside a pot.
We need like three more dudes.
Yeah.
Like do everything pro dudes.
They're few and far between.
It's hard.
We need
man.
A Kevin Samuels dude.
I've been hiring designers and they're just not doing it.
Oh no.
Like they send in the stuff that I get sent in is just it's not it.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So I'm designing stuff myself, which is fucking not what I should be doing. It's not my specialty.
Yeah. And you're putting things out there, like you're going out there yourself and be like, I need people.
Yeah.
And they still suck?
Like you Yeah, I don't know how to hire. What I really need, well, that the guy we know who's the AI guy, we need him here.
The AI guy.
Bleep his name, Trevin. But
oh.
He's thinking about moving on from AI. And it's not that we need his AI expertise. It's just that he's like a super high agency guy that can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He like knows how to get stuff done. I just need him like here.
Perhaps he could cut himself in half and then grow his other half inside a pot.
I'm going to ask him.
Just tell him that I was considered. That's how I consider people to get things done.
We need the muscle guy. We need a 375 guy in here doing computer work.
Yeah, you need I mean, it's a large undertaking. It's true though. It's not enough.
Just keep an eye out. If you find anybody that's like Alex Ross or anything, who's like can do anything, and is looking for something to do, just keep an eye open.
We need this guy.
Yeah, we need this guy too. Definitely, Craig Golias.
I follow this guy on Instagram. I think that's Sangwa Sugabog's friend, right?
Yeah, he met up with,
Did you work out today? You worked out today.
And No, I didn't. I did. I have a shoulder workout today. I worked out yesterday.
Do you want
to
work out?
Yeah. I'll do a round of shoulder. I just did two sets to failure of shoulder lateral span. I'll do a press, and I'll do a barbell press. Three sets max out, 150 something, I don't know.
Is Ryan, any word from Ryan?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him if he wants to work out. Listen, I think
my workout's quick. I have 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
We should just work out for 10 minutes and just cut it into the episode.
All right. Okay. We are going to go pump iron.
It's impressive. These are fake. These are balloon wings from Looney Tunes. Well, I like to do foghorn, leghorn impressions to biker girls on the first date until they leave. I would like to think of myself as cute when I do an Elmer Fudd impression to a biker girl at a bar. Chris, do you do any fun Looney Tunes impressions to biker girls at bars and hope that they think it's cute that you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
I do Porky the Pig.
Yeah.
I do my stutter.
They like it, though? They're like, that's so cute.
They love the stutter. They love Porky the Pig.
They tickle your tummy?
Yeah.
You put a little pigtail on the top of your crack of your ass just for fun.
You know, I squeeze my head until I'm pink. Pink.
You sniff. You use like your nose like a snout, and you smell their armpits, and they think it's cute.
Yep.
They think they're watching the movie Date.
You do an overhead?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll do seated. Actually, I got a fucking bench right here.
Oh yeah.
I'm stupid. I'm so dumb. Heart's beating out of my chest.
Shit.
Out of excitement.
Nice.
Oh, God. I need these deltoids to be as big as possible for the Miss America pageant that I'm entering. This year I'm not fucking around, Chris. I want to be fucking beautiful. I want to be the prettiest girl at Miss America. You really see my fucking swimsuit. Get me out of here.
No, to Ryan.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah,
hey, Chris.
Obviously.
Chris.
Good to meet you, brother.
This is Chris Lynch. Chris, introduce yourself to the fans.
Hey.
Chris, introduce yourself.
Hey.
Hey.
Chris, nice to meet you.
Been jacked over here.
Chris.
Can't believe that. It's a couple of weeks now. He's here in Rhode Island.
Are you getting jacked? Are we working out?
I'm trying. We're going to lift. Oh, I know. We got to get lift. That's all we do now is lift and watch crackheads put out cigarette butts on their arms.
I saw a couple guys walking around in pajama pants. I was like, that's a good sign of the town.
Everybody's boys are here. Good news, guys. All your best friends are here.
PJ pants on the way to the liquor store.
Well, that's the only. Yeah, that's standard uniform for liquor store. PJ pants. I should have known all those whippets before. I should have known all those Rise Chris Bumstead whippets.
Yeah.
Bump whippets.
Nitrous.
Some nitrous. I'm in too deep and I'm trying to keep up a bug in my head instead of going under. I always like to lift after a couple of cigarettes for the day. That's usually when I write off the day of not lifting is when I have like two cigarettes by like 2 o'clock. I'm like, no, not going to the gym.
Give it a try.
I try. Do you live in New York?
Yeah.
No shit.
I don't go crazy. I go twice a week.
Equinox.
Flesh and pollen.
Did you go to Equinox?
No.
Really? I would love to go to.
It's like the gay gym.
Is it gay guys?
Yeah, Equinox is like legit, like where gay guys go to fuck.
Damn.
That would have been a big letdown for me.
And it's one of those things where you're like, haha, but then you go and you're like, oh, actually.
You're like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. They were right. I got bamboozled. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy that it was supposed to be like a high-end gym?
Yeah.
Like 300 a month, and it just ends up being like gay guy.
Yeah.
Like warehouse. Attacking you with sauna.
Quick, too.
Yeah.
Like it's because they put the fucking headquarters in the West Village. I think that's what happened.
Like, here's a really good gym, doofus. Move over, muscles. But like the thought of a nice gym that was all like, I don't know, like people who know how to act would be dope.
People know how to act?
Yeah.
Like an actor's gym?
No. Who know how to like not be on speakerphone in the sauna shadowboxing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the progress.
Yeah, you have a couple of fancy acting gyms where it's like 20 grand to live there kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole deal is you go, it's all people that are like, oh, I'll be in the gym with Taylor Swift. And it's just all people that are waiting for someone else to show up so they can get her in the photo.
Oh.
Like influencer gym.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's a thing?
100%. Yeah. And it's like crazy expensive.
I want to do that.
20K might be lowballing it.
Oh, man. That was like 500 a day for a day pass. Those would be dope.
Yeah, because then they get like every now and then Sandler comes into town, goes there, and they get a photo with him, and then everyone else is like, well, me and Sandler basically have the bench press, right?
That was just me and him just lifting like we always do. He was there dressed like a hobo at a flea market. That's just some fun that he does.
It's like driving a car, Ryan.
Hold on. I'm
gonna... And that's that.
Well, I was gonna do bench here. Hold on.
It's like driving a car.
Yep.
I wasn't that good at driving a car either.
Yeah, right.
If I'm being honest, I haven't been driving a car in a while.
You lose your knees immediately somehow, and whatever that is that you did.
I was just thinking, I saw a jiu-jitsu video on Instagram where he's pinching the guy's nose and twisting it.
No way.
Yeah.
To hurt him?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really humiliating.
Yeah.
That's humiliating.
I saw that and I was like, I think I'm done thinking about jiu-jitsu for a while.
Imagine that you go there, you have a guy you can't, you get raged on him and he does it worse. You get mad and he's pinching your nose, you know he's fucking with you and you can't do anything about it. We're building strong men here. This is the Army Recruiting Center nowadays. We got Sam Hall here doing trap hold. His record is 5 minutes and 45 seconds. All right, Sam, you're at 1 minute now.
I got it. I got
you. You got this for 5 more minutes.
I mean, you really got into the pull, like, you know, the things that hang down and then just all body weight calisthenics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's got my new thing. Couple old people shit, but...
It's all balance. You see yourself doing it, you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
I like it, though.
You look hot. Like, from, like, here down, you're like a smoking chick now.
Well, you go backwards, then you go this one, you know, you get a whole rip going. And no one wants to use them, so there's never a line.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it, I'll use these, no one's doing them. You're gorgeous in 1 week. You're running for Miss Toronto. You have a sick body.
We can podcast.
What?
We can podcast.
You want
to? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's not force anybody to lift.
Right. Like, the manager, that's the lip stream.
I mean, you did it. You know, you
got one more.
You got blood flowing. You're gonna feel better.
I actually agree.
We had the kid from.
Every podcast should have to start with some physical activity.
It just should. You know, whether it's, it can't always be drinking all that Oso's vodka like we always do.
Did you guys ever do that comic club here?
No.
Mm-mm.
Can't shit where you eat.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Everybody does it. I mean, it's not.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It seems to be in the mix.
It's
I'm zinned up too.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh god. <Ooh.
coughs> Coming with the smooths though.
Ooh.
And that's the good flavor.
Yeah, that's you right there.
Okay. What is it? What kind of flavor is that?
Smooth.
Smooth?
It's to mimic.
Do you usually bring this over?
Authentic real tobacco.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Here.
They give me the fat guy seat. And I'm on all those diet pills to make this chair look bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job.
Mm-hmm. I can bring you up a bit so you don't have to hunch over.
This?
Yeah. Like the.
I could just take it.
Oh, that's that good right there, yeah.
Rock and roll it.
You really need a mic arm.
No, you don't.
Here
we go. A Michael arm.
I feel like I'm all right over here. I'm stuck in.
Should we use lav mics when we do the studio upgrade?
No.
For a podcast? No.
I think the problem is if you do that, then you got to have like a real guy doing the post audio and it's a whole deal.
We can do that.
Well, yeah, no. I guess then you do that.
I don't think.
You don't think lav mic?
I mean, if the top people in the world aren't using it. I don't know.
Schultz has them. That's the he's trying to change the system.
Oh, he's burning it down from the inside.
Like kind of. That's kind bringing of Ellen back on.
Yeah,
kind of right.
He should have Ellen on.
Oh man, I can't imagine wireless will ever be better than wired connection.
You could do wired lav mics.
Wired lav mics. You try it.
Does it look better on screen? Can we look up? Can you look up flagrant?
It looks called flagrancy. Yeah, do the one with Charlemagne. It looks good.
Because I know the guy that he's like an audio guy. He's the guy who does the podcast. So every time they send it to him, and he does like spends 5 hours putting it together.
Oh yeah. No shit! He's always like, hey, don't do labs ever. They're hell. Please don't, God. Then don't ask me to help you when you get it. When you finally do.
So yeah,
does that look? Does that look better? The lack of microphones. Do we care? Does it matter?
I don't know.
I
feel like there's no right answer here.
Can you type in Tucker Carlson and see what his setup is?
What do you run mics, right?
Yeah, we just have these. Same deal.
Yeah.
I like that you can move it.
People are loving this right now.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sorry. They're walking through it.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is his guest.
They run the same things.
Hey, I don't know if you saw. Do you know how the guy Danny I do the podcast with, he's been making all these AI videos. And he made one about Jake Tapper. And then Jake Tapper's been going on like a podcast tour, like trashing him.
And then
Jake Tapper messaged Danny and he was like, would you make one of these videos for me? Because I'm going to do this segment about how it's a problem. So Danny, he goes, fine, I'll do it. And then they sent him messages and he was in a group chat with these guys and they were like, could write the script being like, I'm Jake Tapper and this was actually made by Brilliant Comedian. And then a week later when they were going to air, they go, could you make one change? Could you take out Brilliant?
Oh, no
so
way.
He asked him to take a Brilliant Comedian in the script. But yeah, so anyways, Jake Tapper's been on this whole podcast.
He's like, I got one more thing for you.
Chris, can you send me a message on Slack and just type in microphone question? And we'll just I'll evaluate this off the podcast as opposed to talking about it on the podcast.
No, it's fine. Just talk about it. No, people like it's technicals.
People do not want to hear
it. They want to hear about technicals.
All right, let's fuck it. Let's do it. Can, can you go to YouTube, Chris?
What does Steve-O do?
You skip the messages.
You guys, and I was thinking, would it look cooler if I had like a safety, like a crash test dummy marker signal on the side of my head?
Who's got a good-looking podcast?
Headset.
Does anybody have a good-looking podcast? Is there any podcast that looks good?
What's the best? What's the best-looking podcast in the... you've ever seen?
I think Theo Von's podcast looks pretty good.
Does Theo, what is it? What microphones does he use? Mic arm or not? Or lav mic solution is this man using?
This should be a fun poll for the audience. What is the best looking podcast set on the market?
He's got the gator arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you guys got to figure it out. They're having them locked mounted into the, yeah, because that's better.
To the little abuelo.
What is Glenn Beck doing?
Oh, dude, have you ever seen Glenn Beck's studio?
British headset. No, what is it? Oh, his is the hanging down microphone.
White.
The boxing studio look.
No,
let's go to YouTube and type in Glenn Beck podcast.
It's where I knew Glenn Beck had so much money. I called Sam. I was like, yo, has anyone talked to Glenn Beck? And I'm like, they're like, why do you ask? I'm like, have you seen his studio? He's got like white.
He's got basically an airplane hangar.
Yeah.
He's talking to Donald Trump. Close this. Go back to the click videos. Look at his face.
Holy shit, dude. He looks like he's a yogurt company now.
Right. Let's hold up here, Chris. Don't do anything yet.
I feel like Glenn Beck, these guys, you're like, what's that guy been up to? And you go, he's syndicated to 18 trillion people.
If you click podcasts, what do we have?
Oh, he does have the hanging. I see it.
What do we have here on podcasts? Go ahead and click that. And let's... Oh, he's got the hanging one.
He's going for the boxing look.
I'm in the gym.
Fuck, that's kind of cool.
Jim starts with a G, so does Glenn. Glenn Beck, bitch.
Oh, he switches it up.
Studio B.
Let's go to the next one. What's he got on the next one? Different look? He's giving him different looks. Are the cameras sweeping around?
Yep. Oh, it goes back and forth?
This guy's such a freak. He's such a freak, bro.
This is heavy production here, man.
Next.
He's got Montclair on?
Oh yeah, he's got money, bro.
Street?
He's got swag, those right? Are the Robert Kiyosaki glasses too.
Really?
Probably.
Oh, those are the rich dad glasses?
He's doing it in black and white?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
A little old time.
Click to halfway through this episode. Is the whole thing in black and white? No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I want to know when
just
he changes
just add some gravity
it.
To the intro.
That's a great idea. We got to we gotta do that. Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, I think maybe without headphones with hanging microphones, or at least that a microphone in front of you, like a branded one, might be the move.
Hanging one is cool as shit because you can be an emo on it too.
Yeah.
Hanging's nice.
You need some sort of in-ear.
Kind of suits the studio too.
To watch videos.
We got it. We're going to build a studio. We're going to do it right. We're going to do everything
Glenn Beck style.
Glenn Beck style based on Glenn Beck.
You know what would be even funnier? Remember when Bono made a lot of money for hanging on the microphone?
No.
No.
SNL Bono when he was like, yeah, but he had like a microphone on a chain in the middle of a circle and he was like riding it. Remember, that was like his Sphere show.
It's Bono.
Yeah, that was Bono and he was like, I love AIDS or whatever the fuck he did.
I forget about rock star Bono. I only remember annoying Bono.
This is annoying
same
Bono.
Bono.
Yeah, this is when Bono got annoying. When people like turned on him, they're like, hey, get off the fucking, stop swinging around SNL. I think it was when he went to try to go to New York. I don't know, but it was sad. It was fucking real sad.
Well, who's laughing now? Bono.
Yeah.
He's the king. We talk about him every day.
We
can't find the circle mic?
Circle mic?
Have you been using perplexity.ai as your search engine?
No, what's that?
it's a AI search engine.
Is it better?
Yeah. I still go to Google and type Reddit after the shit to get the actual result, see what people will say.
Really?
Yeah.
Perplexity.ai.
Wow. Are you doing any hard homework on this? Oh, there it is. Sorry, that's the thing.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Ultraviolet.
I mean, he was the biggest act in the world at this point. I mean, at this point, this is when they were peak market here.
Maybe we should start wearing suits with LEDs on them.
Yeah. I saved the two from the show.
The two LED suits?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah. Excellent. You could wear those.
It's hard to think of the moment where Bono actually was just like the man, and that was very short lived. I think.
Yes, we got real sick of him real fast. They made it. They cooked his ass real quick.
I wasn't aware of that.
No, when South Park got his ass.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah.
If South Park comes after you, they got the no.
He started being about every cause. I think he was buying weird stuff, like buying castles.
Yeah,
which can be cool if you're Nick Cage.
Yeah, if you're gonna film with dinosaur parts. And you know, have weird interviews all the time. You deserve a castle. But if you're gonna be some fucking uppity, didn't Bono never got in trouble for anything, huh?
He's untouchable. He did nothing.
I thought he was gonna Ellen out.
Hell
I thought
no.
They were gonna catch him like fucking a
hell no,
a kid on the boat.
Never.
No.
Are you kidding? Bono wouldn't do that. He cares about humanity.
Not our Bono.
No.
Does he party with Puff Daddy? Can you go back? Can you type in Bono and Puff Daddy? There it's right there. man, Puff Daddy got everybody. Click images.
19 hours ago.
Oh, he rejects it. All right, he says, get away from me.
Well, he took it later.
Yeah, that was more of a racist thing.
A kiss. A loving kiss. Yo. Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, getting the kiss?
Man.
A new video of Diddy and Bono at a party has taken...
He seems reluctant. Bono does not seem to be accepting the kisses.
That shit gay.
Bono's like a hood nigga. Yo, that shit gay.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, man. What's that? Don't be sweet, homie. The two music legends. I was trying to think of a fun thing to think about would be, who's the worst celebrity you're fucking at a P. Diddy party? You thought you were going to go...
Prince Harry's not great.
You thought you were going to be like fucking like Beyonce or like, man, maybe I'd be fucking Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just sucking John Ritter's dick. we were trying to think of like the worst. Yeah. It's like the Willie Nelson joke.
Oh, I mean, I think what happens too for a lot of people, you're just like little bozo, little this, little that, like 19 guys with the name Little come in.
Yeah, you're like, fuck.
You're getting run a train by
little rascals.
Little chief and little bozo.
The low-hanging fruit, like the worst, the henchmen of the guys.
Yeah, you let little bozo's manager.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, no.
I was actually featured on the...
you got like someone was walking out like they obviously just got fucked in the ass. Like there was it was the most like, hey,
Chris, you can find it right away. It's like guy leaving Puff Daddy party. There's no, it's not leg soreness. It's like you fucked your ass off last night.
He's limping out of Diddy's.
Like, like he might as well be like, my asshole.
Holding the donut for the car.
Yeah, like ice pack donut. Like, shut up, you fucking bitch. My asshole hurts, you stupid prick. You know what we did.
Looks like we get an album coming out on Bad Boy.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Whole family eats.
Whole crew pick out a house.
Whole crew's eating tonight.
He said, I'm going to get 60 grand. He doesn't know how money works.
Is it that rapper walking hurt leaving Diddy party?
Yep.
On TikTok there. Fourth one down. Yeah, yeah.
It was brutal.
Oh, man. Come on.
Never mind.
It made me Perplexity AI has it. Can you go to perplexity.ai? Yeah, type in who was the rapper who left. Yeah, there we go.
It was.
This thing sucks.
Oh, you said which rapper walked out walking sucks. Funny? The thing just explodes. There's too many.
It just says all of them. That's they got everybody really good. I can't wait to see how this goes. And nothing will happen.
Well, Harry's good.
You think so? You think nothing will happen?
What do you think will happen?
I think this is the This is like the revelation that people wanted the Epstein stuff to be.
Yeah, they're people are gonna get like, what they wanted.
It seems to be sticking now because it's black people. Black people just think they're not going to let it go.
Yeah. The Harvey Weinstein was like, oh, come on. This is a lot of hearsay. And then these blacks are like, these guys definitely did all the raping.
These fruity.
The important people lost their number day one. Yeah.
Have you seen Cameron and Mace's podcast?
Yes.
It's mad funny.
It's wicked funny.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah. Cameron. Yeah. They come in over the top. I think they talk about, I know.
They talk about the Lord, right?
Yeah. The Lord. Yeah. Yes. Mace is real funny.
Mace is really funny. What's their most popular clip? You know what they did, though? They gave it two names that don't have their names in the title. It's the It Is What It Is podcast on the Come and Talk to Me network. So I was trying to figure out, like, where the fuck do you see it? Like, you can't search for, if you search for Mace and Cameron, it's a bunch of, like, re-uploads. Like, it's not the official.
I tell them all the time, Atlanta, only baseball and soccer. That's the only championships they winning. They will never win basketball.
Is this the most viewed?
They got good players and good teams, but let me tell you what happens. There's too many brothers on them teams.
What are the most viewed videos?
I'm listening.
Okay, you're making a good point here. I do say this all the time.
And then go to the interest. Oh, they've been going in on this guy,
in
Jay
words,
Prince,
Cam and Mace,
who's like a 60-year-old gangster.
Really?
Really? Yeah, this is what I was watching. It was funny.
I got this one. You gonna take all his face and take all his shots, and you handle everything out the ring. All right. So then we talking to you then, all right? We starting with you. Since you the big homie, we starting with you. That's how it goes.
You reverend
around.
Now, I think?
Probably.
I want to just start off by saying you are so, like, lacking self-awareness. Like, when you give such a lackluster performance, and then you think you can make threats to people because gave a lackluster.
Go to the interest, the humps there.
Man.
There's one part where he's like, we're not your little n-. It's we got to find that part.
And I'm
going to
leave it at that. I don't know what
go back. Go back to 10 minutes.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. When you're dealing with older people, they're the last to know that things have changed. We not your little niggas. Like, the way you talk it, I don't get what you mean. We're not your little niggas. Like, for real, all that big homie stuff, that's for little niggas. Little niggas have big homies. We're not little niggas, so we don't even respect big
homies.
I know Killer doesn't.
Who's this Italian guy wearing a Mace costume inside there?
I never respect the niggas
in the
streets.
It sounds like a Brooklyn Italian guy
got the
inside
problems
Mace.
I
so
got.
Good for him.
Niggas would tell me, Mace, chill. No, chill for what? Who is this nigga? That's how I feel listening to this, man. Like, I want to respect you, but I can't. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if I got a little, like the dudes that raised me, if I was out of pocket, they would tell me I'm out of pocket. They wouldn't let me put them on a
clip. That's the clip. It's just funny. Like, they're mad funny. And when they go off on people, they're not like, we'll kill you. They're just like, you let me down. You were lackluster. It wasn't.
What is you talking about? Bro, you was on the ground. You were giving me ones. They was expecting tens.
you know, you ain't got no more pop in your soda, my baby. You was flat coming out here giving me all that bullshit. And it just cutting him down. It's like big George Foreman punches are cutting someone down.
Can you look up where these guys rank in terms of podcasts? Like,
it's probably huge.
I think it is huge. I haven't looked at like podcast rankings
now,
lately.
It is what it is, podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some random hip hop podcasts that do crazy
numbers. Yeah. 106 and Park or Charlemagne?
They're always getting real too. You know, I mean, 90% of it is, you know, we got to get serious for a second.
Come on, it's kind of a serious topic. And then I'll have Kamala.
Number 48 on Chartable.
I don't know how legitimate this website is.
You know what's weird is when you see like the New York Times podcast, people listen to that. I forgot people listen to like trash.
Yeah.
The top 10 podcasts, there's some trash in there that you never see clips of because it's just like.
Isn't it murder ones from chicks? Chicks who like murder stuff?
That's a lot of that,
That's
yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Sometimes they write, like NPR will write articles and it'll just be an excerpt from their own podcast. Like they're doing press on their own podcast to try to get it out there.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that's sad.
Joe Rogan, Crime Junkie.
Crime Junkie,
yeah.
Dateline NBC, how? What the fuck is that?
Crime Junkie was an upskirt view into women that I don't think we wanted.
True, yeah. The thing that you don't think about is women have this like, when they don't watch, but when that like center of their brain gets activated, they have no control and no ability to stop it.
That's fair.
Like watch,
chocolate.
It's thinking about people killing you. That's what activates their like center of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the female equivalent of addiction is like thinking about people killing you.
And
it's the same part of the brain for them for sure.
Yeah. They get a rush.
And it's hot girls that like this shit.
It's probably like all women.
Everyone.
It's all of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Tunko.
They're taking notes.
Yeah?
Oh, they're like, well, I would never leave the knife right there. You know?
I would lick it with my mouth dry.
I would clean that right up.
Yeah. My armpit.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know, the girls I see that are like, I'm surprised when I see a hot girl have any hobby whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm surprised you like anything other than like, walking and breathing.
More shit than normal people like, where it's like traveling, yeah, you know, going to movies,
lemonade.
Yeah, stuff everyone does.
Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. Taking a shower.
I like going to restaurants. Oh, you like eating. Okay.
Yeah. I like going in the elevator to go downstairs. Like,
a big elevator person.
It's fun. Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I like going to sporting games.
Have you seen Slime?
No.
Do you know about Slime?
No, it's...
I'll go to YouTube and type in handmade Slime.
Oh, like the things they touch?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Oh, like my kids make?
Dude, yeah.
Yes.
This is big for adults. This is big for adults, too.
Oh, no. This is like... Is this... Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Slime adults. Try to find like adult...
Slime videos for adults.
This is like one step after. If you start with Disney adults, you get in a little too deep. Now you're Fluffy Googling Slime.
Yeah, yes. This is like, yeah, too close to the air conditioning with like a, they were eating WD-40 when they were kids.
We're gonna take some marshmallows and pour them in a large bowl. Then drizzle some olive oil, put them in the microwave, fully melted.
After got the prime bottle sponsored video.
Wow. Coloring.
This is so pretty. Now we're gonna slowly add in our cornstarch. Dig in and knead until you have the right consistency. After kneading for a while and a ton of cornstarch, you should get this. And it tastes good. And this, guys, is how you make giant edible slime.
We can turn this off. I'm feeling the brain rot already.
Yeah. You're going to get retarded.
That's not for adults, by the way. That's you make that and you go, no, this is 18 plus, if anything.
Yeah, it's edible. You don't tell children content. To eat things, you fucking sick prick.
I know a girl, her dad, Mr. Beast was going to get him on the thing. Like, he signed up and he was going to be on Mr. Beast thing. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Beast strung him along for like a month, got him to book off work, and then just ghosted him completely.
Nice.
Wow.
That's what Mr. Beast has been up to.
He's leading men on.
Yeah. And then he hit him up. This guy, he hit him up 2 months later and he was like, you know, we're getting the gang back together. And the guy's like, well, obviously I'm mad at him, but this is my big break. You know, I'm going to get my mortgage paid for.
So, all right.
Got what him twice.
Really?
Yeah. To be in a video, you mean?
Yeah, but it was the video was going to be like, I'm going to come pay for your mortgage kind of thing. You know?
Really? Damn.
So the video was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this, but it's going to be $100,000. And this guy didn't have that much money. So, but he got him twice, 60 years old.
We don't need to watch Mr.
They make him run through the woods. They hunt him they're like us. We're gonna pay your mortgage if we get to fuck you when we catch you.
Every celebrity deal is just getting fucked in the ass.
But they catch you.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter who. Like, it could be Mr. Beast. It could be Puff Daddy. It doesn't matter. It's like, if you want fame, you have to get fucked in the ass
by someone. By something. Somebody. Yeah. Somebody or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Russell Simmons.
Yeah. If he wants to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you ever hear the rumor about Tom Cruise that he got dropped off in the Aborigines jungle Do you ever hear this?
I like it already. I'm already in.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah. So his deal, his kink, and I believe this because Tom Cruise, I would be into this. This would be cool. This sounds cool. Trust me. Hear me out. Yeah, you get dropped off via helicopter in Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they have 2 days to find you, like tribesmen. And when they find you, they rape you. I heard that's what Tom Cruise was into.
This might Where be Marilyn Manson that? Taking out Red's stories.
Yeah, I mean, look, a bum was screaming it at me through a video. A bum was yelling it into his elbow while he was laying down in the heat in Austin, and I believed him.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You might have to use perplexity.ai for this.
I'll tell you what, he picked the right guy for it. Tom Cruise is the most believable guy for that story.
Yeah, right. He's like, oh, who the hell do I make this lie up about? He's like, Crispin Glover? He's like, close.
Have you seen Hard to Kill? We talked about it.
Hard to Kill is incredible.
Which one's that?
I think it's John Woo's first American movie, possibly.
I've never seen it.
It's JCVD. Yes. It's not Hard to Kill. It's Hard, to kill hard Target.
Oh.
Hard to Kill is also great.
No, Hard Target is John. Now you're.
Have you seen
Hard?
Have you seen
John Hard, with a mullet?
Yo, have you seen Hard Target?
Yes,
Ryan.
No.
You seen this?
No, but I've seen Hard to Kill.
Wow. Hard Target is this John Woo's first American?
Yeah.
It is fantastic, man. And if you want to see good movies, just look up John Woo. But this is a killer film. I think we showed clips of it before, but it's shot beautifully.
Does the split kick, I would imagine.
Of course. Yeah, he's doing all his kicks. He does his dancing. He's got his dick out, all that stuff. Everything you want from a JCVD flick is in there.
He's got a love interest that's smoking.
But this is truly an awesome film. Yeah. Yeah, we watched the trailer. I think we saw this before. Well, we didn't. Show it again. It's a sexy bitch.
Yeah, they fucked up by putting JCVD in there.
Yeah.
No, they made it perfect.
No, in the movie.
Yeah.
They elevated the danger here. Oh, yes!
I forgot the haircut he had.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
Action movies were so much better when the guys couldn't act good.
Yes, because it was all action.
You know?
They were like...
I mean, look, this...
Oh, they gave it all away there.
The trailer makes it seem hokey or something. It's not.
Yeah.
It's like it's slower moving. It's not... It's not
it's
like
not
a
the
kitschy,
biker knockoff movie.
It's not a
saw.
Kitschy. It's not like the trailer, man.
Which one's that?
It's not the Harley Davidson Marlboro Man esque knockoff that they tried to portray it as just here with the.
It's like beautifully shot. It has slow scenes in it. It's not boring. The acting is good. It's a great film.
Did
man.
He have a Bayou accent?
Yes.
Is that something that they do to the cutie pies of Didn't they just try to do that to that other fucking cutie pie? What's his name?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, they were like, all right, cutie pie, time to be Bayou, man. You're in level 9 butt fucking class.
I feel like that was his idea. That's probably the only interesting part of the film is him talking in Cajun.
Yeah,
have you seen that clip? Channing Tatum being Cajun?
What movie is that?
The newest one, 2024?
Whatever the X-Men movie is.
He's, it's It has to be a rite of passage.
What's the accent?
No.
Like Cape Bayou, like this Louisiana.
This is too good, man.
Like, hey, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's too good. This is not Boucher. This is not the being in a dress thing.
Crazy.
You nasty.
Not a single word. What do you do exactly?
Don't be knowing that it ain't coming.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to come up with it.
I'm so sorry, beautiful. I want this to be gentle. Who is your dialect coach? The Minions? I feel like we are missing critical exposition here. Crazy.
Ooh, you nasty.
They should have just given Gambit his own movie.
Yeah, I think should have.
That doesn't look good, I'll tell you that.
Ryan Reynolds got real gay for that one, huh? Jesus.
A little bit, Christ. Yeah. Can you click
is that Gambit's gay?
No, he's not gay.
Deadpool's gay.
You know how long I've been waiting for this.
I know this stuff.
Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself, yeah.
I don't think you guys walk away from this.
You just make sure people know what happened here today. You know how long I've been waiting.
Oh, they should give him his own movie. Just take the cost, no costume.
That's definitely part of the deal.
Regular clothing. I can't be. It's his idea, I bet.
No way.
I bet it was.
He was like, isn't Gambit canonically that has that accent?
Gambit has a Cajun accent. He doesn't sound like that, though.
Oh.
Yeah. He put his own Bobby Boucher spin on it.
I want to
give. It is a good question, though. Did he bring that to the director, or was that asked of him?
I got to give Channing Tatum credit for that. I think that was a Heath Ledger moment where he's just like, contributing. Yeah.
Hey,
can I run something by
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
I got an idea. I think I'm gonna revolutionize the way this movie is gonna be shot. I don't know how you're thinking about it.
And Steven Spielberg was like, "Take your pants off. You want to see what I did to Heather O'Rourke with Tom Hanks? You should see what we did.
After this, you can do whatever voice you want. It's your film.
How would you like to do another movie about my childhood? You can be me. Just kidding. Start sucking.
Oh my god.
Okay, the Baba Boucher.
Locks
I get
the door with a button.
It just shuts me. It slams shut.
Who had a button that locked the door?
Not long.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I was in it. I knew.
You have to be a sicko to think about that.
shit. I think he came out and defended, and he was like, no, it's like people keep bothering me while I'm doing my work.
Really?
He didn't explain what the work was.
Keep bothering me. I'm busy over here doing fucking the... Oh, good God. Imagine being the guy who installed it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. That's the one thing I don't get is all the installers of all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you had to have like, Puff Daddy didn't know how to do fucking LAN cables.
I was thinking about that the other day. Who put the 100,000 cameras? Someone put those cameras.
It was a Spanish guy.
Can you get him on the podcast?
Yes, you're right. He's like, yeah, put the cameras and man, there's freaky shit in there.
But that's the worst. He's like, man, I don't give a fuck if Jose thinks I'm doing some freaky shit. What the fuck he know? Fuck he gonna say? Mm. Let's get out of here. All right, let's go. That's just anyone blowing them, like someone, God knows who. But that's probably like, it had to be.
Someone's putting teddy bears, cabinets. He's putting them everywhere.
Mm-hmm. The tunnel, have you
every heard of, Grammy in that house.
Yeah, it's a camera. You just see it getting shoved in Uncle Carl.
How horny is Puff Daddy like 60 years old?
He's horny.
How can you be that horny, man?
I don't know. He was horny, though.
That's the question is it a horny thing? Or is he's like, eventually he's like, listen, this is how I have to control people. You think I want to be fucking these people in the ass?
Well, you
got to
get hard, at least. I mean, what is it doesn't get boring?
Right.
What the fuck?
It's never boring when I'm just oscillating between NFL athletes and fucking 8-year-old black girls.
Well, yeah, maybe that's why people are like, oh, he's getting cocked. He's bringing these guys in to fuck his girl. He's like, no, he's training his replacement. He's tired.
Yeah, he's exhausted. Leave him alone. How are you doing, Sean?
Rappers.
Sean, are you all right?
He's just like an assembly line. I'm just tired.
I'm just tired. Of what? He's like, you know what? Of the fucking man. It's like fucking Regis Philbin wants to come over in a couple hours. Like, I got to open the doors. I got to like show him. I'm going to get a little horny when I'm fucking doing
a blowjob. Regis wants. He's
like, come on, Regis. Let's go. Let's go. Go. Time's ticking. All right, Puff Daddy. This is going to be cool. I'm in with the kids. But what's your name, youngster? Fucking you, right?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I don't know. Do I kiss her or whatever? Oh, who cares? Fucks the bullet hole.
Mr. Diddy, can I hit them?
What do we say, Sean? Can I call you Sean? That's fucking funny, man. No, hopefully I didn't have. I like the underground city tunnels. How far is that with the thing you're... Are you deepest
what's
in the
city tunnels?
What's this underground
they have like
city
an underground,
in New York? Or
no.
Diddy's got some.
But Diddy had a city underground. No, Diddy, yeah. There was supposedly an underground tunnel, Chris. If you can look up an underground... three levels somewhere in New York. I think it was another donated place where they're like, yeah, sure, you can use my magic mansion for skull fucking. Mm-hmm. Which it does sound very, there are some elements of this that what differentiates, Holocaust-y.
What differentiates this from like the Jew tunnel? Because I'm just going to get.
I know, you're right. You're right. Oh, Puff Daddy tunnels. Puff Daddy tunnel clubs.
Less Jennifer Lopez, probably.
Tunnel clubs.
Diddy's Secret to the Pilgrim Mansion.
I guess the talent's the main difference.
I mean, right? we know it's there. The tunnel under Daddy's bed? Ew. Secret tunnel in P. Diddy's house? I mean, we know what it is.
So I talked about Jaguar Red a year ago.
Yeah.
There's a new girl. Her name is Allie. She's like a black girl. She was like eight when she was there. And she talks about like buildings the size of schools underground.
Damn.
And it's like there's three levels and there's elevators and shit. And she's like, I swear to God.
Damn.
They go to schools, too. Like, there's, I think it's Atlanta, somewhere. She said somewhere, maybe D.C. or somewhere, where they're, like, you travel underground long ways to big rooms full of people. It's nuts. Like, water towers and cemeteries and shit. And I was like, holy shit, bro. It's going to come out.
I guess that's what happened. Like, did he, you know, he gets invited to one of those, and he's like, I got to get some of this. Like,
yeah.
This is how the rich people do it, huh?
This is how you generate the generational black wealth.
This is how you generate wealth.
Yeah. Shooting them in the head. He's just taking notes. He's
and like, after the tunnel, then my kids won't have to work.
That's
well, you know the meme, the generational black wealth? It's not a meme. It's just a thing they talk about.
Yeah.
Like when black people talk about how you get wealth like the Rockefellers.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, first of all.
Copy the Rockefellers.
Yeah, go. Build a web of trains to transport to oil.
A new fuel source.
Yeah, find a new fuel source.
Yeah, no, come up with a new banking system.
And then, yeah, get control of the banking system.
Yep. Go.
this is how you do it.
Raid Parliament, and then, you're gonna get this. Overtake China.
Mm-hmm.
Subversively. Exist in the Middle East and have a new quartz mine or a new lithium ion substitute. You got this, guys.
And then you
get now go get it, Jamar. Go out there and do it, Jamar.
Just hard work.
Telling them that.
So we build trains. But, you're like, well, that one's already done. You need a new one.
Yeah.
But Puff Daddy's Puff Daddy's doing it for real. He's really building generational black wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his sons are out there partying still.
With his sexual blackmail network.
Yes. Yeah. The sons are partying. They're good guys.
Are they?
Yep.
Well, they're just like in the clubs, business as usual.
Nice.
Right now.
Can you go to YouTube and type in P. Diddy's son? That must be hard to deal with.
I have a really great one for
you. He did invent the Bobby Shmurda dance. No, they got allegations.
Rapper Diddy is named in another lawsuit.
Go back. I don't want to see this. I want to see P. Diddy's son showing that he invented the Bobby Shmurda dance. Can you type in Bobby Shmurda dance? Oh, he's got a freestyle? King Combs? Yeah, do that. Let's do it.
Who's that skank in the back right?
A little older, that one.
What's she doing there?
Nice of Monster to sponsor this.
Yeah, that's an interesting sponsor. Hear me out.
Yikes, man. It's not hard to be a rapper, man. You just got to think about words all day.
Yeah,
it's the easiest thing ever.
I just want to know who that tramp was in the background. That's Puff Daddy's son, actually. Is that Justin Dead? So this is fun. Do you guys have any crackhead cousins?
Two crackhead uncles that died.
Did they post on Facebook a lot?
Big one was a Facebook guy, come to think of it.
To your crackhead cousins, Facebook is a journal for the public.
Mm-hmm.
I figured this out.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy's son.
Now this, well, you showed me that one guy who was awesome.
Henry.
Yeah.
You can blur his name out or not. I don't care. Henry. He posts, he's one of those 4,000 posts, online for 4 years. So he's doing, you know, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 posts a day.
Yeah,
he's
for working. Sure.
So this is really good.
About
now.
To get discovered.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to get picked up any day
now.
Any day. Actually did send a director to his house one time who is now like a multimillionaire who does commercials for like Adidas. We sent him on a subway with like 12,000 worth of cameras way back in the day because he said he had an idea and it sounded so retarded. We're like, all right, let's shoot it. He wouldn't come downstairs, and he sent them an iPhone video of him with a chicken mask on his head. Ryan Stack.
God, man.
Ryan Stack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, he's like this, I can't come down. Just use this instead. And it's him with a rubber chicken costume going, I'm freaking crazy. This kid's like, I was like, what? I was in Rhode Island. I couldn't come. I was like, what is happening?
Did we go down there?
No, we didn't go. We stayed here. And then, like, it was Andrew and Stack went.
Yeah.
And it was a huge, embarrassing failure.
Oh, baby. And it blew. That was Henry had an idea for a funny video.
And we both thought it was, like, so stupid. Like, all right.
Give him a shot, yeah.
Run in the field, crackhead.
Yeah.
Sure, this will be so wacky, it'll work. We were having good luck with this at the time. Like,
having a wacky guy.
Yeah, it was working.
Let him live the virgin.
So this is recently. This is a couple weeks ago. A lot of people are attacking the entire family because of Puff Daddy's freak addiction behind closed doors. I truly just want to say I really got to know Justin and his brother and their character on New Year's Eve weekend in St. Bart's. He's the rich cousin who married. He's the only. His father is a lawyer for Lehman Brothers.
Yeah.
Rich kid. Where's the poverty one? His life has
been a
dream.
Talk to Diddy's son in the pool for a couple seconds.
Talk to Diddy's son at a pool. Now, this is really great. And the kids are nothing but stand-up gentlemen. No ego, no attitude, no abuse towards any woman. And believe me, a lot of them are looking for it. That's interesting.
Wow.
Justin was nothing but an athletic scholar. He even went up to my father and said, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. They weren't fucked on drugs or doing any shady shit, just pot and good laughs. So I can imagine what they're going through because of their scumbag dad. My point is, don't make them like that. I wish them my best.
Nice.
I sent this to my cousin, and then I sent him an audio clip, and it goes like,
Jay, everything's going to be all right. Henry's met Puff Daddy's son in St. Bart's, and he was such a nice guy. He went up to Uncle Gene, and he said, nice for meeting you, sir. So, dude, just whatever you're hearing about Puff Daddy, forget it, because Henry said they're good.
This is so fun, bro. They're all right, guys. So heads up. Justin Combs is cool.
He got signed off on?
He got signed off. My cousin Henry said he's good.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.